because you're not supposed to see spiders raining down from the sky. That's hell. That's hell right there. That's a spot in hell. The spider raining room.
Welcome everybody to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Bob.
And I'd like to tell you about my morning. Technically.
Can I just say something first?
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you.
It's okay.
I was told recently that I did that a little too much. I need to chill it out. But.
Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh.
No. You look fantastic. You just look fantastic.
Like today?
I mean, all the time. I don't want to be questioned on the compliment if you don't mind. No, I just want to say, like, you look fantastic.
Why is it not genuine?
No, it is genuine.
Thank you very much.
But I'm scared you'll ask me questions and I'll slip over my own words and then say something I don't mean to say. You've lost a lot of weight. And that doesn't, I mean, like, you are beautiful no matter what, but you look fantastic. That's all I'm
Thank
trying
you.
To say.
So, thank you.
Tell me about your morning. I want to hear it.
This was actually yesterday morning, not this morning. We had to take Sherbert to the vet. We had to take him and drop him off. I say we, not you.
Not me.
Not you.
This is on you.
Me and the kids. We had to take Sherbert and drop him off at the vet.
8 o'clock in the morning.
He had to be there at 8 a.m. Yeah. to check in for his surgery for his little snip-snip. And that was before I had to drop the kids off at school. Like, doors were not open at school. Could not drop them off before that. So I was like, well, you guys are going to have to go with me. So, you know, we talked about it the night before. Like, we're going to have to get up a little bit early to get ready. We're going to have to leave early because we're going to have to go, like, past school. Thank goodness they're both the same direction.
Do you think it's weird that we've morphed into this unit as a family where we plan things out? Like, not plan things out, but you have briefings with our children. Like the night before, you're like, okay, guys, here's the operation for tomorrow. I mean, like, and it seems to work. It makes things easier.
Well, the thing is, I have to kind of formulate a plan mm-hmm. because without a plan,
it's chaos. It's anarchy.
I couldn't. Okay. We have to plan things out. And then we're always late. Anybody who knows us knows we're always late.
To everything.
And this is with having a plan. We're still always late. We've gotten better in recent times since the kids have gotten a little older. But yeah, we run late a lot. But with school and stuff, you just can't. You cannot be late every day. You know, so we have to. Like, every day we've had to face this thorn in my side. Anyway, where were we going with this?
You were going to the vet with Sherbert.
Oh, yeah. So we have to have a plan because it's hard enough to get out of here on time, but we were going to have to leave early so that we could go past school, go to the vet, and then come back to school.
Which is a break in the routine.
Yeah. And it's hard enough because I kid you not, we're in this phase still with Reese. Every morning when we leave to go to school and every afternoon when we leave to go back to school, pick Reagan Riley up. When I tell him it's time to leave, I don't want to go. And there's like temper tantrums. There's crying. There's fits. Twice a day. 5 days a week. Oh, my little.
And then two times on Sunday.
My sweet little four-year-old. So yeah, we have to have a plan. We have to have a plan because even still, with a plan and everybody knowing the plan, there's still going to be people who, when it comes time to execute the plan, they're going to be like, what am I supposed to be doing? So I need at least some of them on my page.
Yeah. We got to have plans within plans.
I can't have none of them on my page because there's just too many of them. So if Reagan knows the plan, oh, she'll help me keep them in line. She's like, do you have your shoes on? Where is your jacket, Riley?
When she really help you like that, she gets aggressive.
Yeah. She takes it very seriously.
Oh, you mean I'm the boss? And she runs with it.
She thinks she's the boss.
Yeah, she does.
So we had this plan. We got up early. Didn't oversleep, thank goodness. Well, you know, like people, Sherbert could not have food past 8 p.m. the night before.
Yeah.
At 8 p.m. the night before, he's sleeping on the couch. And I'm like, Sherb, dude, like, we got to take your food away. You need to come, like, try to have a snack. I gave him some treats, you know, trying to get him to eat a little bit before I take all the food away. Because I can't explain it to him, like, in the morning, you're going to be very upset whenever I can't feed you, so you should eat now. And
He wouldn't get off the couch.
I still told him. But yeah, I finally got him to eat a few treats. So come first thing in the next morning, this cat who, like, as soon as I open my eyes, it's my mission in life to him, to feed him. That's nothing else is supposed to come before that. Nothing. Except the other morning, I didn't feed him because I couldn't because he was having surgery.
And he didn't have any food in his bowl overnight. Because sometimes, like, there'll be a little bit of food in his bowl, and in the middle of the night, he might go down there
and
eat.
We had to take it away, yeah.
I had to take the he's water a thing away, and the food. Like, oh, so in the middle of the night, he was probably like, what's going on with my bowls? Why is everything empty?
Yeah, you know, it's cool. But yeah, the next morning, whenever I get up, oh, this is the food lady. This person that feeds me.
Yeah.
This is what she does. Lady. She wakes up and feeds me. I don't know what she does after that, but she wakes up and she feeds me every morning. And then the other morning I didn't. And he was very angry at me. So while me and the kids are getting up extra early and trying to get ready to leave, the cat is just mad. And he's like running up and down the stairs. He's biting us all, like, on the ankles.
Feed me! He probably doesn't understand.
He's going to the pantry where he knows the food is at. He's clawing at the pantry door.
He doesn't understand.
Like, I'm so sorry. He's, like, looking at me. He's meowing at me. He was fussing at me and cat.
Yeah.
He was. I'm pretty sure he was. There was profanity. There was cat profanity involved in that conversation. He was very mad. Well, so I'm trying to keep him from biting the kids. And then, like, I have to get in the shower. Oh, so I, you know, I have to leave this three-ring circus unattended for a few minutes. I get out and the kids are like, oh, the cat's biting me. It's chaos. So we're getting ready, and it's just, you know, normal chaos. I'm having to, I told you, put your shoes on, you know, that normal stuff. So then, like, it's time to go, and we're not there. And I hear a voice from upstairs as I'm trying to put on my shoes, I think. Mommy!
Oh, no.
The toilet's overflowing!
What?
So I'm trying to put my shoes on, you know, get my coffee ready so we can, like, get out the door. And I'm like, what? So I have to run upstairs and, yeah, the upstairs toilet in the kids' bathroom was clogged. And I guess one of them flushed it and it was overflowing.
Are you, like, on the floor?
Yes, on the floor. It, like. All right, this is a profanity warning. If there's small children or people who don't want to hear profanity, this is your warning right now. You need to pause it. You need to do something. Because you can't be like, oh, it was poopy water. No, that was shit water. And it was overflowing. And I just stood there while my socks are getting wet. Because I didn't get to get my shoes on yet.
Oh, my God.
And my socks got wet with shit water. And it's overflowing. And I just stood there and I looked at my watch going, we were supposed to leave 5 minutes ago. I have shit water on my socks. The toilet's overflowing. And I still have to locate this irate cat and shove him into this box. So I grabbed some towels and I, you know, it's
who was
stopped.
In the bathroom?
I think it was Reagan. She didn't do it. Okay. I think she peed and she flushed it, but I think it was already clogged from, like, the night before.
Wow.
The rug, their cute little shark rug.
Oh no, I forgot about the rug.
It was soaked in shit water. But anyway, so the shit water stops overflowing at some point. And I'm just like, well, I can't deal with this right now because I was supposed to leave 5 minutes ago. And I got to go find my cat. Why
did you leave shit water on my floor?
So like, I grabbed some towels and I soaked it all up. And I was like, I'm just going to have to deal with this later. I just don't have time for this right now. I had to go change my socks and wash my hands.
Did you wash your feet?
No.
You went around the town all day with shit water feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? In the moment, I didn't even think about it. And now that you say that,
thank God I didn't lick your toes that night. Could you imagine?
Ew. Yeah. So, you know, then I find the cat. I shove him in the box. We go on our merry way and it's fine. We get there on time.
You got there on time?
Everyone was fine. And
that's impressive. Good job.
I felt like that house was falling apart for a little bit. I was like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into here? I'm just trying to take my cat to get his balls chopped off here so he'll stop humping my arm. I didn't ask for all this.
You know what? It all makes sense now. I was upstairs with the kids that night. And I don't know. I was doing something with one of them towards our room. And I think Reese went into the bathroom and used it. Like he peed or something. And then he flushed the toilet.
Yeah, I went in there whenever I got back home yesterday and I cleaned up. Uh-huh. But I forgot to plunge the toilet. I took Clorox wipes and I was like, there was shit water everywhere. So I washed all the nasty stuff. I use Clorox wipes on like every surface, but yeah, I forgot to, plunge the toilet. So then last night I was like, I can't tell you about this right now.
Well, I was upstairs. You don't know my point of view. I was upstairs with the kids. And like I said, I was towards our bedroom with one of them. And then Reese went into the bathroom and he flushed the toilet. And from downstairs, in a panic.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you scream, who's in the bathroom? Don't flush the toilet.
Is it overflowing?
And I'm sitting here like,
is it overflowing? Yes or no?
I have no idea what's going
on. You're asking me what's going on. I'm like, is it overflowing?
And I'm like, is what overflowing? What are you yelling about? I had no context. I didn't even know anybody was in the bathroom. Because you were in the kitchen, and the bathroom is above the kitchen upstairs.
Yeah.
And I think the water pipes go through the wall.
Yeah, like so the main you pipe from you the heard upstairs the water. To the downstairs. It goes like behind the pantry.
Yeah.
And so you can hear, you know, sometimes you can hear water going through there.
But you're screaming. Like, who's in the bathroom?
It dawned on me at that second. I went, oh, no, I forgot to plunge the toilet.
Well,
I did. I panicked.
You must have screamed 5-6 times. And I'm just upstairs because I didn't know anybody was in the bathroom. I couldn't hear the toilet flush from where I was at. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I don't know why you're screaming. What's going on?
Like, I can't answer questions right now. I just need to know, is it overflowing?
And I'm like, is what overflowing?
Is there shit water overflowing right now?
I got angry with you because I was so confused and you're yelling. And then finally I heard the bathroom door open. I'm sorry,
when there is shit water involved, you don't have time to talk nice about it.
So I heard the bathroom door open and then my brain went, oh, there's somebody in the bathroom up here. Run that way quick and see if there's, you know, chaos. And I go into the bathroom and I look in the toilet and it's not overflowing. Like the water went down somewhat, but the toilet on the inside was speckled. And I was like, something happened in here.
Things are amiss.
And then you came upstairs and you go, you weren't supposed to know about it. And and went in the bathroom, and I'm standing in the hallway.
Is that what I said?
That's what you said to me. And I'm like, what the hell is happening? I'm so lost. And then you came up with a plunger. And I'm just, I am utterly confused.
You offered to go plunge the toilet.
Yeah, I was like, I'll go plunge the toilet.
And I was like, no, you weren't supposed to know about this. And I was
like, and then you went in the bathroom, and I'm like, I'm standing there like, what the hell have they put down the toilet?
Oh, gosh.
But you came back out, and I could see it on your face. You were upset. And I go, what's wrong? And you said, I told you we should have recorded tonight. I wanted to tell you about this. And then it clicked. I was like, oh, something did happen up here. And my beautiful wife was going to save it for our podcast. You know, I want to tell you, that's hot. I'm attracted to that.
The fact that I had to scrub those shit speckles?
No, no, the
sexy
fact that... You,
sexy.
I never knew that chaos had ensued in the house, and you hid it from me so that we could sit here and do this creative thing. And I love that. Oh, it's what a good story. How were you emotionally? Because I mean, like, it's funny. We're talking about it, and I'm sure people laughed. I get it. But like, in the moment, like, where were you emotionally in the moment?
I wasn't even upset because I was like, I just don't have time to do this.
I don't have time to be angry.
I could not be upset. I was like, I can't. I have to leave. I was supposed to leave 5 minutes ago. I just can't.
Did you, when did you plan, I'm going to bring it on the podcast? Like, what brought you to that point that you were like, I'm not even going to tell him this happened this morning?
I can't remember. I think by the time I got back home and like I could just, oh my goodness, what a morning. Yeah. Oh, I texted you whenever I got back because I looked at my Whoop app on my phone.
And you said, look at this strain I got.
Day strain was at 8.0. It wasn't even 9 a.m. yet.
9:30 in the morning. I was like, holy crap. I was at work. And I looked at mine, and it was at like 5. And I was like, Jesus, what is she doing?
It was hard work.
How long did you stand in the water just contemplating life?
I know I stood there and looked at my watch. And then I looked down at my feet.
Oh, man, I wish we were a more successful podcast. If we were like one of those that had like money rolling in, that would be a cartoon. We would have a 30-second cartoon of like...
in the children's bathroom.
Bathroom, like water coming out of the toilet.
Surrounded by cute little sharks.
And you're just standing in the water with your socks.
Standing in shit water.
Looking at your watch. I don't have time for this.
I literally do not have time for this shit. Right here, this right here that's overflowing out of my children's toilet. I don't have time for this literal shit right here.
Good story.
And so I was like, you must wait.
Man, I love you.
I love you too.
I'm glad we can do this. This is fun. I think it's fun. Patreon.com/ No, all kidding aside, I've done a couple of podcasts here recently without you, and it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot, but I really like this one. My show with you. Yeah. I love it.
It's our chemistry, babe.
Yeah. Give me a little finger. We're doing fingers.
So boop.
Boom. Got it. Let's take care of a little business real quick. And then I have a story for you.
The My Carrera podcast. Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Oh.
For real? For real. But you know what? We'll do it.
Oh,
we'll do
I thought it. That's what you were about to talk about. Well, dang, I missed the mark.
No, I know you didn't. We're, you know what?
The Microera podcast.
The Microera podcast.
Microera podcast.
So
it's.
I'm going to let you run with it. Go ahead. Go.
My wonderful husband.
That's me.
He got the very honored privilege of being on the Microera podcast. Not only just on the Microera podcast as a guest of Mr. Microera himself. But it was very special.
Ooh, this got real name droppy.
Number 400.
Episode 400. That's right. So, for
I haven't listened to it. So y'all know, if I'm like, if he said something stupid, please let me know because I haven't listened to it yet. I'm planning on it. I just haven't listened to it yet. So, if anybody listens to it before me, if Bob says something stupid, tell me.
Oh, okay, it was, please. There was a lot of. Bob says something stupid. We actually talked
about
the fact
no doubt.
That you don't listen to podcasts. Because I had said.
It's not that I don't want to.
I said something really nice about you.
Well, I don't. I hope you did.
I don't remember what it was, but I said something, and Mike makes a comment about, make sure she hears that, huh? And I was like, dude, she don't listen to podcasts. Like, she don't listen to ours. Like, she's like it's.
Like, I could talk mad crap about her, and she probably wouldn't know.
Yes, 100%.
It came out when? Monday?
Yes,
it came out Monday. And today is it's Thursday night, and I haven't listened to it yet.
You're not going to listen to it.
I want to.
It's on YouTube. Do you want to watch it?
I was busy cleaning up shit water and shoving the angry cat into a box.
Man. But no, it was fun. Did I tell you?
Tell me about how Katie don't listen to podcasts. Tell me more about that.
You shifted your whole body. Look at you getting all angry. Yeah. Yeah, Katie, she does not listen to podcasts. But we can watch it. I'll let you watch it. I made a fool of myself. It was...
Oh, my God.
It was
Am I
going to
cringe?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to work this new thing out. I got to work it out. I'm doing a new me.
It makes me nervous when you go on podcasts without me.
Yeah.
It really does.
It should.
There's been a couple times where I was here, like, and I overheard from the other room, like, stuff that you were saying. I was like, oh, my God. Should I go stop him right now?
Because what? Something that a lot of people don't know. Something that nobody knows. This is an exclusive behind the Bob and Katie show.
Here, I can kind of keep you reined into a certain degree.
I'll be saying something. I'll be talking, and I'm rolling. I'm good. And you
like,
just
if
go.
If nothing else, I can give you a look and be like, "Oh my God,
a look." No, you'll stop me. There's been multiple times where you just go, "I don't think we should."
Talking bare minimum minimum.
I don't think we should talk about that. I just go, "Oh." And when that happens, oh, it sucks. Like the
hard
whole,
no.
all the air just gets sucked out of the room. And I mean, obviously I edit that out, but there's like there's a good probably 5 to 10 minutes of us getting back into it where I take that out too, because there's just, it's awkward. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, whoa, no, we're not talking about that. And then I'm like, how about the sports game from last night? You know what I mean? So, or, you know, something super generic like that, but, how this all came about, I think we were maybe like 2 months out from episode 400, and I sent him a message, and I go, hey, man, we should do something big. Like, let's plan something. 400's coming up. Like, you got to be proud of that. And he goes, yeah.
We'll do it up real nice. We'll have Bob sit in his bathrobe in his podcast room.
No, that's not what happened. But woo, I mean, that
so
is what
fancy.
Happened. But no, he messaged me back and he goes, yeah, remind me about 4 weeks out. And I was like, okay, cool. And I might have the 4 weeks out part wrong, but it was something like that. So 4 weeks out, I sent him a message. Hey, man, 4 weeks out from 400. You know, let's think about it. And he goes, yeah, we're going to do something good. It's like, okay. But I mean, like, it's his podcast. But I'm sitting back here going, it's a month away. Like, let's plan something. It's 400. I'm invested. I've been working on this. I've been working there for like 4 years now. Like, I feel like it's mine.
Sort of. I've been living vicariously through you for 4 years now. You got to do it up good.
Yes. Yes. And, but you know, I can't, I mean, it is his, so I got to, you know, I got to watch my step, you know, this is the boss. And, 2 weeks out, I go, hey, man.
Listen here, Mike. Let me tell you now, right now, what you need to do.
As your producer.
This is what you need to do. I'm going to tell you what you need to do right here.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Business Bob has to say.
I was like, we need to come up with a plan. And he goes, you're the guest. That's all it said. He goes, you're the guest. And
he was probably tired of you bugging him.
That's exactly what it was. He probably did this just to get back at me. I immediately responded back and I go, not a good idea.
I didn't think it was a good idea either.
Yeah, I was like, this is not a good idea. I love
you. I'm just kidding. I'm giving you
a hard time. You're not wrong. And I was very vocal about it. I told him, I was like, it's not a good idea. Episode 400, that's big. That's big. I am not big.
Did you tell him he should have had Holly on there?
I did. I actually requested that not too long ago, and he hasn't fulfilled that for me yet. And I'm kind of bummed out about it. So, Mike. Please, Holly, get her on the show. But
there is cat hair coming off of my microphone.
We're gonna have to get rid of the cat.
My face, what the heck?
You know what it was
going on?
He likes to hang out in the podcast room.
Oh, he was rubbing on it,
and he'll get up and rub on these mics, man.
I was you talking, gotta get this and it was
freaking
like,
cat under control.
It was tickling my chin. I leaned back, and yeah, there was cat hairs. Yeah. Well, cat hairs.
You got to get the cat under control.
Well, hopefully he'll be a little more.
Now that his less testicles horny. Are gone. Yeah.
Let me tell you. Did you know when some male animals get neutered?
Uh huh.
Like they don't even. There's no stitches or anything.
What?
They just simply make an incision in the scrotum and take the testicles out. And they just back up. No stitches, nothing, but good to go.
Do you think he knows?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the anesthesia.
That cat was so doped up.
Yeah.
He was high. So I go in to pick him up yesterday afternoon and... the lady's, you know, going over aftercare stuff. And she's like, so sometimes anesthesia can make cats see things. She's like, not dogs.
Not just dogs.
Just cats. And I'm like, see, nobody told me my cat would be hallucinating.
When you sent me that video, I just saw him. He was like moving around. I was like, you know, he's probably not. And so he didn't look weird to me. He's in his crate and he's looking around. And then he looked at you in the camera and I saw his eyes. And then I saw his soul. I was like, this cat is freaking gone.
So I picked him up from the vet and I immediately had to leave there and go straight to school to get in line to pick up the kids.
What a day.
And so he had to sit in the car with me. And I had him in the front seat, you know, next to me. And I'm keeping an eye on him while I'm parked there. His eyes are like completely dilated. His mouth is hanging open a little bit. And like every time.
Did anybody see him? Like anybody in public? They're probably like, what's wrong with that lady's cat?
No, he was in his carrier.
Ooh, the cat. But
like lady. Every time Reese would make a movement or make a noise from the back seat, he would be like, oh, like it was freaking him out.
Oh, you know what the best part is?
I was laughing so hard.
The cat has decided recently that he wants to get out. Like, we'll open the front door and he'll just zoom out. And, you know, we have to get him broken inside. Since you've taken him out, you know, his testicles got removed. He got put on drugs, had to wait at school. That cat ain't got close to a door.
I don't want to go out there anymore.
I'm not going back out there.
I totally changed my mind. Please don't make me.
I'm not the same cat I used to be. So, I was on episode 400 of the micer. We went way off beat, but I think I remember where we were. I told him it's not a good idea. And he's like, well, you're going to do it. Okay. Then I'm working on an episode for him, and he sends me his intro. And in the intro of the show, he tells his listeners, yeah, I'm going to have producer Bob on. And he thinks it's not a good idea, but we're going to do it anyways. And I'm like, are you serious? Okay. Okay.
He just wanted to reiterate that it probably was a bad idea.
He, listen to this power trip. He sent me the clip and made me edit the clip of him telling me what I'm going to do. So, no, it's really funny. But I was like, all right. He called me out. He called me out. That's what he did. Like, he put that out there for the world. And about, I think, a week or so before that, I had recorded a podcast with Dewey for the Peer Pleasure podcast. And it's not out yet. I think that's coming out like next week, maybe, or the week after.
Look at you, Mr.
I know. I'm popularity. All over the place. Oh, Mr. Popularity. Can we name the episode that? Just big picture.
Probably not.
Big picture of my face, Mr. Popularity. I wore
you your... You would love that so much.
Of course I would. I don't... Look, there's a lot of people that'll go, oh, you know, I don't care about people. I care. I want to be big, be massive. Mr. Universe. Wait, no, that's like weightlifting, isn't it? I don't want to do that. I just want to sit around and talk.
And that's why I'm here to
reel me back in. Yeah. But for that episode with Dewey, I thought it would be funny to him.
You know, like, it's funny to me, like, I feel like there's this visual, you know, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade where they have those huge balloons, but you have like all the little people down below who have to steer the balloon. And like, this is Bob. He's the balloon. He's like, look at me. But I'm down here like, all right, you can't go into the building over there, Bob. Come on. We got to go down the street this way. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. No, I mean.
But I don't love know. You so I like, much. I would do that I for like you. Attention. I would be your balloon handler.
I like attention. That's why, I think that's why I like podcasting so much. I don't really want a bunch of people around me giving me attention. Like, I want attention from afar. You know, like, so this podcasting thing's perfect. But, what? Do I sound like an idiot? That's okay.
No, I'm all right with No. No.
Anyways, I wanted to play sort of a little prank on Dewey because I knew that we were going to be doing this through video. So I put your robe on and then I found like this pink pair of glasses, real shiny. And I was like, as soon as I hit.
So go, I wasn't there. So you just dress up in my clothes.
Yeah, not your clothes. I put your robe on.
And my glasses.
Yeah. I didn't like put your underwear on or anything like a dress. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just thought it would be funny because when he has a guest on, this is what he does. When you enter in the room to start talking to him, the virtual room, he's recording. That's just what's going to happen. Well, you know, like you and I, we kind of record and kind of get warmed up and then we start the show. Not him. Man, he's just balls to the wall. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put your robe on with the hearts and the glasses. I'm going to tell a joke. Like right off the beginning, I'm not even going to give him a chance. I'm going to hijack his show and just run with it. And I liked it. I liked the way I looked. I liked how I felt. Like I just felt, you know, kind of free a little bit. I was having fun. So I did it on Mike's show. And then I was like, I'm going to up the ante. And I took like 30 pair of sunglasses and I just had them on the table out of view. And like every 3 minutes or so, I would change them. And I got about three or four pair in, and he was in the middle of a sentence, and he goes, what's the deal with the glasses? But no, he told me to be 400, guest 400, so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do something dumb. So he'll probably never have me on again, but that's okay. I had a blast, and that is what's important. So we're still...
I'm glad you had fun.
I did have fun. But I wish you were there. That episode we did 100 of ours with him. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
We're still in the business. We've been getting down to business, I think, for 15 minutes. The next thing I would like to tell everybody, I need a favor. please, you can go to my Facebook page. I think I put a link up. You can go to the Peer Pleasure podcast page. There's a link on there for sure. His podcast made it to the finals of Best Podcast on the Heavy Music Awards.
I voted.
You did vote. My mom and dad voted. I love my mom and dad to death. But I sent them a link and I was like, hey, go vote. And if he wins, you can tell all your friends that your son was on an award-winning podcast. And my mom goes, cool. And it took about 15 or 20 minutes to like walk them through how to vote. Uh-huh. And I was just like, man, my kids are going to have to treat me like this one day.
Well, but,
they're all.
I mean, I witnessed the other morning. You were asking Riley how to play some deer hunting game.
Yeah.
And you were like, I couldn't figure out how to get the ATV. He's like, all you have to do is you have to do this. You have to go to the shed.
And it's already happening.
You have to go to the house. You go to the closet and you click this and it's
X, I remember that.
Square, whatever. And he's like, duh, dad. I mean, he didn't say that, but like the way he was saying
he
it.
He walked off and I was talking to you and I was like, I don't know what he said. I don't know how to do the ATV thing, but I'm just giving my parents a hard time, but go to, I think it's heavymusicawards.com, and please go vote for my buddy's podcast, the Peer Pleasure Podcast. Dewey, thank you for having me on. I think I've been on the show twice now. Well, I've been on the show once and there's another episode coming, so that'll be coming soon. And then finally, Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show. Go to Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show to get...
This is our podcast.
Yeah, before...
This one's important. Listen to this one.
This is the one.
He's been talking for a long time, y'all. Listen up.
Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show. Go sign up for as little as a dollar or as much as your bank account will allow flow into our
extra goodies in there.
Yeah, you can get a...
Like a little goodie bag.
Yep. Yep, and we just put out an episode, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. We've got another one that we're going to do this weekend that's going to go up. It's just extra, extra, extra stuff. So go to patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show. Have you heard about the spiders that are coming?
Do what?
The spiders. Have you heard about the spiders?
That are coming?
Yep, they're coming.
They're coming where? Here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so, where here?
Let me read you.
What spiders and where is here? What? Why are they coming?
An invasive species of spider the size of a child's hand.
Oh, no.
Is expected to colonize the entire East Coast this spring by parachuting down from the sky.
The sky where? Where are they coming from? Are they aliens?
The Joro spider.
What in the world? The what?
J-O-R-O. I think it's Joro. Spider.
Joro?
Is Joro? Is native to Japan, but I guess began coming to the U.S. in 2013. Anyways, I guess the spider has decided that it's okay to live in this area, so it's getting ready to spread. So it's kind of like hanging out in Florida, I think.
How do we make it decide it's not okay to live here?
I don't know.
Do we tell it it's not welcome? Like, so, no, you can stay over there.
The way that it travels is it spins a butt web balloon.
Oh my goodness.
And the air.
Like it makes its own little parachute?
Yeah.
And it on just, its butt?
And it flies through the sky.
I mean, I give it kudos for that. I mean, that's using what you got.
So, you know what we're doing for our 15-year anniversary this year?
I do.
We're going to this.
We're not weaving butt parachutes. That's no. For sure.
Well, we're going to this little getaway cabin place in June, and this starts in May.
Oh no! Are there going to be spiders with butt parachutes there? We might not be able to go.
Man, they're like
if
this
it's
big.
Infested with butt parachute spiders, I don't think I can go.
Do you want to see a picture of it?
I don't know. I was about to ask you if you had seen a picture, Because I want to be able to... Oh, my God. What? Oh, no.
Why don't
it's
you...
It's so freaky looking.
Hey, why don't you... You're better at this than me. Why don't you cite whoever wrote this and, like, read some of this stuff to us?
What is this? Axios.com?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, man. Says they... That researchers have determined that the spiders can tolerate cold weather, but they are harmless to humans as their fangs are too small to break human skin. Still, I'm like, oh, I just imagine their little fangs down there, like, just trying to bite me.
It's kind of like granddaddy
llamas. Oh, see, like, there's a picture of one on somebody's hand. See, its little fangs are just going, and... That's not okay either.
You didn't see this story? You really didn't see the story?
No.
Oh, man, I got so lucky.
I don't want to see one of those. I don't want to.
So what is your reaction? You're in the front yard. Or you're in the backyard.
Mm-mm, no, if I see one of those
working on your garden because you started
down from the sky.
You started, like, you know, getting your little pots ready and you're getting ready to grow your tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. You're in the backyard. And then you see something kind of strange floating down. And then all of a sudden you see that there's like 20 or 30 of them. And these little spiders are coming down.
Oh, you best believe.
Into the backyard.
My behind's getting inside. And I don't know that I'll ever go outside again. I think I might be too traumatized. Y'all might have to lock me in a padded room somewhere and be like, I saw spiders raining down from the sky. And I can't anymore. Yeah, I'm going to sit in a bubble room and I'm just going to rock because you're not supposed to see spiders raining down from the sky. That's hell. That's hell right there. That's a spot in hell. The spider raining room. That's not for me. No. No. I didn't do anything to deserve that.
Your level of fear about bugs is it's nothing I've ever seen before.
I think there's a real clinical term for it, and I should probably be evaluated.
We were in a car one time, and a bug flew in.
It was a dragonfly.
What happened in that story? I don't really remember.
We were in your parents' van, and it was a dragonfly.
And what happened?
I don't know. I mean, a dragonfly was going to get me, so I was freaking out.
You tried to get out of the van. We were going 60 miles an hour.
Your dad had to pull over.
Yeah, because you were leaving the van on the highway. You were going to go. You were leaving. You had made the decision.
No, I think I was like climbing on top of you.
That it was going to be safer outside of the moving van.
where it couldn't get me.
Yeah, he had to pull over.
Because, you know, dragonflies, they can be very aggressive sometimes when they fly at you.
No, they can't.
You know, have you ever had a dragon?
They're not aggressive.
Have you ever had a dragonfly run into you?
Well, I mean, like, I've had lots of things run into me.
Have you ever had a dragonfly run into you? And they'll, like, back up and they'll run into you again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that's what was happening in the van that day. It was attacking me. I'm sure it probably had fangs out that were too small to break human skin.
What happened was one day when you were a kid, a dragonfly flew into your shoulder, and in your mind, he backed up and attacked you.
Well, I told you about the day I got stung by a bee on my hand when I was a kid.
I'm not sure.
I was playing with like this beaded necklace. It was, you know, like costume jewelry. And I had it, so I had wrapped it around my wrist like several times, like a bracelet. Okay. And I was playing outside and, you know, I don't know, twirling around, doing my thing. I'm like six. And somehow a bee got tangled in the,
beads
of my necklace that was wrapped around my wrist. And
was probably not happy about it.
Oh, I'm sure it was probably panicking more than I was. And it stung me right on my hand. And yeah, that's probably what did me in right there. That's traumatizing. That was
the day the world changed.
Like I was
the just, day that Katie found right? out that
I was bugs just were an innocent her. Child twirling around in the front yard, and next thing you know, this evil thing just starts stinging me in my hand. What'd I do to you?
There was somebody over at my parents' house when I was a kid helping them work on something, and he had a hammer, and he was killing bees with a hammer. I never seen anything like it before.
Like on the ground?
Like they'd be flying. He'd hit them with a hammer. Bam.
I've hit them with tennis rackets.
He was one of those. Yeah. He was one of those humans that like.
Like those big carpenter bees.
He just worked with his hands, you know, just a gritty old earth person.
Oh my God.
He had no fear. About a bee. There's bees everywhere. And a hammer. It's, you gotta be perfect.
You better not miss.
And he was just killing them. Boom, boom, boom. And as a kid, I saw him and I was like, this is insane.
Like, he's a superhero.
I'm pretty sure I can do that. So I went inside where I had a toy set and I grabbed my little toy hammer.
Oh, did you try to kill bees?
Much smaller. Plastic, non-metal hammer.
Oh my gosh. Did you get stung? How many times did you get stung?
I went out and I swung, I think like 2 or 3 times without killing any bees.
Just enough to make them mad.
Just enough for them to go, hey man.
What the heck?
We don't like it. And they went off on me and I went squalling through the front yard. This was the same house. Man, I have so many memories. Dangerous things that happened in that house. Our yard was like down from the road. So like when you pulled into the neighborhood to get to our house, or it was a trailer, you went down like a hill. It's kind of like in a hole sort of, but it was like a 4-foot drop. That's where I learned to ride my bike. One of the kids in the neighborhood was like, hey, we'll just push you down the hill. I was like, okay.
Sounds legit.
Yeah. Oh, and naturally. Simple enough. I made it all the way down.
Let gravity take over. It'll be fine. He'll either figure it out or fall. 50-50.
And I did it. I probably went about 30, 40 feet. I didn't pedal at all, so I just slowed down and eventually just fell over, you know? But that's how I started learning how to ride a bike. We had this giant 50-gallon blue barrel.
I think I remember the story.
And we would get in that barrel and roll down that hill. That's the barrel that we filled up with water, and I was going to climb in it and swim like a pool and like cut my eyebrow open when I fell off of it. Thank God I would have drowned. I would have died in that barrel.
Reagan, she busted her chin the other day. Not a big deal, you know. Kid boo-boo, it happens. But we went over to my parents' house, and my sister saw it. And my sister busted her chin when she was probably about the same age they were, and it was like in a glorious fashion. I remember this happening. My grandma's driveway, it was paved, and it was a slope, a pretty steep slope, and my sister got on a skateboard on her belly laying down and went face first down the slope, which is fine, except down at the bottom, there had accumulated just little pebbles and rocks.
Oh, so debris. It was an actual, like, paved driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she lived, you know, in, like, a subdevelopment. So, yeah, there was, like,
so little... the skateboard just stopped.
So, my sister, she had some speed going because she's going down a slope face first.
On her stomach.
Yeah, and hits like a rock, and her chin just ate it. Oh,
God, that's miserable.
She had, like, a little pebble stuck in there.
That's miserable.
I think she had to get stitches and stuff. I remember watching it going, I don't think this is a good idea. But as a kid, I was like, yeah, it's fun. Okay, yeah, this should be fun. You go first.
Oh, yeah. That's how I was just.
But yet, standing back in the back of my mind, I'm like, we probably shouldn't be doing this. This is probably not a good idea. And not even thinking about that. But yeah, it happened.
Man. You know what? The other night, you were up laying in the bedroom because you didn't feel well, and my brother stopped by, and you know what we talked about?
What'd you talk about?
We used to ride bikes in this. Okay, we stayed in this house with this paved road. It was off a landfill, but it was a much slower paced road, and we'd ride bikes all the time. And we were just racing or something. I don't know what happened, but he was in front of me, and he ate it. He just went down, and there was nothing I could do.
Did you run over
him? Oh yeah. When he hit the ground, he landed with his arms just spread out, just boom, and I went right over his arm, thump, like just real fast. My bike didn't even miss a beat. His arm didn't break or anything, but he got up. He was like, "You ran over me," and I'm like, "Dude, you fell off your bike in front of me. I wasn't gonna swerve out of the way and put myself in the ditch. I mean, it ain't my fault. You laid down in the road. I had to keep."
What, you know.
Think I did it on purpose? I didn't do it on purpose.
I'm imagining the child Bob brain here. And in that instant, you probably saw as an opportunity, like, I can legit run over him right now and it'll be okay.
Nope.
I won't get in trouble for it, and I won't get in trouble for not swerving, but I couldn't help it.
Not at all. I do it today. Like, if I'm one of those people that if a deer or like some kind of animal runs out in front of my car, I'm hitting them. I don't swerve. When you swerve, that's when you wreck. I've been that way since the beginning. You know what else happened in that same neighborhood? We would, so we'd leave out of our house, take a left, and you'd probably go like a mile down the road, and there was a turn. There was a stop sign and a turn, and on the right of that road, there's this white house. And when we'd ride our bikes past that white house, this little mean-ass dog would just come barreling out of the yard and chase us down the road. And so, like, we'd be coming up to that stop sign. We'd be like, "All right, are you ready?" So, like, we're pedaling. And we'd know, okay, as soon as we start to turn, you just got to stand up and you got to start pedaling hard because the dog is fast and he's not on a chain. He was just out.
Like, there was no fence or anything?
No.
Oh, so the dog could come bite you.
Oh, yes. He chased us down the road.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So we came up to that stop sign. We were going to take a left. And, I'm talking to him like, "All right, here we go." And we stand up and we start pedaling. We're going as hard as we can.
So who was with you now? A friend?
Rusty.
Oh, Rusty.
Yes. And we're both fat kids. We're both fat kids. And we are up pedaling like we are in just, I don't know, some crazy race. I mean, like, that's how it is. Because if you went too slow, this dog would get you. We start hitting it, and we heard the dog. And he's coming down the driveway. We get there. He comes out in the road. We beat him. So we go down that road where Skippers is down at the end. And there's that church there, that store Skippers. I don't know. We probably went to the store, bought some candy or something. Who knows? Then we're coming back. Well, this time, Rusty wasn't so lucky.
Oh, no.
We started pedaling, and the dog was already out at the road for some reason, and normally he wasn't. Normally, he was up by, like, at the porch or on the backyard, so we didn't have that gap of time. And he saw us, and he came out.
Oh, no.
He was at Rusty's back tire before we got past the driveway. So, I'm pedaling harder and faster. All I know in my mind is, okay, the dog is definitely going to get the person in the back. And I don't care. It ain't going to be me. I'm going to beat Rusty. That's where I'm at in my mind.
Like, I just have to be faster than him.
I just got
to
be faster than him. So I'm pedaling, and I start leaving Rusty. Nobody's saying anything. He's probably
not leaving.
No, nobody's saying anything. We're not screaming. We are in flight mode. Like, we're just, and I mean, when fat people like us, we're pedaling hard, you know, that bike's like swaying back and forth. This is like moving all over the place. There's chunks flying around. I mean, like, it's just chaos. And all of a sudden I hear, and I turn around, and that dog is hanging from Rusty's ass. And his legs are flapping. I think it jumped up and bit him right on the ass.
And it didn't let go.
I guess his teeth went into part of his clothes, maybe like his belt or a belt loop or something. And that dog was like hanging from him and Rusty squalling. And he lets go of the handlebars and he's like hitting this dog with his fist. Bow, bow. And the dog falls off. And we scoot on home. I think it was a long time before he'd ride his bike down there with me again.
I bet. He was probably traumatized.
The fear, the level of fear on his face was genuine. It was genuine.
You did that to him.
I didn't do anything to him.
Yes, you did. You knew when you passed him and that there was a gap between you knew that dog was going to get him.
No, I did not. The only thing I knew was the dog wasn't going to get me. That's the only thing that I knew. And it was a smaller dog. It was only about, I don't know, 12 inches maybe. You know, it's one of them dogs that's just, they're like much bigger on the inside than they are on the outside.
Like Mario was.
Wishbone. Do you remember, you know the show Wishbone?
Yes.
It was like him. It was a dog like that.
A Jack Russell?
Yeah. So, you want to know something amazing that happened the other night? I looked at our bank account. I was like, let's see how much money we got in here. You know, because there's some problems going on in the world. Some gas prices going up. You got to monitor your money, make sure you're good to go. And I checked the bank account. I think it was like 8:30 at night. And we didn't spend any money, right? And the next morning, I checked it again. And guess what? The balance was the same.
Well, what do you know?
Can you believe that mess?
What the heck?
Because I didn't know that's how it worked. Why don't you tell everybody what has happened to us with our bank?
Well, we used to bank with BB&T, what is now known as Truist. And for some very odd reason that nobody can explain to me, when they switched over from BB&T to Truist, weird things started happening with our account.
Yeah.
You know, granted, I know we made some mistakes. I mean, when the money was spent, the money was spent. But like, there's too many transactions for us to keep track of. That's why we do mobile banking and get emails and text messages.
I mean, we swipe our card for everything. If you stop at the store and get a drink, you swipe your card for it.
We were having stuff that was, you know, being held as pending, but then like it would drop off before it would actually go through. And then it would go through days later, weeks later. Just, it was very, very odd. And then a breaking point came one weekend, chunk of time.
Mm-hmm.
It was three transactions in particular that it was just this really odd, just the way it all fell, the way it all processed. There was three transactions that were pending. I can't even remember how to explain it now. It was so weird. Anyway, there was three transactions that were pending. And it left us with a positive like $7 and some change. So cutting it close there. Fully recognize that. But then like they charged us overdraft fees when our bank account was still in the positive. And that's what I had an issue with. And they were like, well, we have to charge you these negative fees because we have to take into account these pending transactions. Okay, I understand that. But then like 3 days later when the pending transactions went through, we also got overdraft fees on each of those.
Yeah.
But anyway, like I said, it's all kind of foggy the way it fell. I was like, oh, but somehow, you know, they were able to get us kind of coming and going on the same.
It was really
three
weird
transactions. Yeah, it was so funky. Now I'm like, I can't even remember exactly how it all pieced together. And this is the thing. I just wanted to know, okay, how do you get overdraft fees when your account is still in the positive? Just, can somebody just break it down and explain it to me? And I was chatting with people. They would, you know, quote things at me, so, you know, quote policies and this is how we process it. Okay, I understand that, but I have a positive balance and I have overdraft fees. Can you, I just don't get it. It just, in no logical way, I've been using bank accounts for quite a while and it's just, this is just weird, okay? And then that person couldn't answer my questions anymore. And they said, I'm leaving for the day. Let me have somebody else help you. Okay, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. I go through it again with the next person. And they quote me things. And I say, okay, I understand that. Well, let me ask you this. Explain this to me. I just want to know, how do I know how much money I have? If you tell me I am positive $7, but I'm already getting overdraft fees. I can't spend that $7. That's not right. That $7 was long ago. So, okay. So I admit the money was spent. Okay. So you tell me just how, where do I go to figure out exactly how much money I don't have?
And she couldn't tell you.
Well, I'm going to have to leave for the day. And yeah. I got the exact same thing. And I was like, oh. So I got a third person who I went round and round with. They were able to clarify it. They were able to give me a little bit more information, and that's how I was able to piece together the specific day with the specific three transactions. Yeah. But like by the time, I mean, this was hours and hours and research, three different people of conversations for me to realize just how shady they were being with our buddy.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the end, we came to the conclusion that the only days that you could look at the bank account and know possibly even a chance was, what was it? Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday,
yeah.
Because, yeah, they were like, well, you know, transactions over the weekend aren't processed over the weekend. Okay.
Yeah.
But then, like, Monday isn't processed or something.
Until 12 o'clock.
So, yeah, it all boiled down to, like, half of the week, you weren't guaranteed to know if your account was right, because who the heck knows what's processed, because it's, you know, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
Well, what started?
And I was just, I was going, okay, so this is, so on these days, you're telling me transactions aren't processed, so I can't rely on this balance, is what you're telling me. You're telling me, don't look at this, because this transaction is not processed. It's going to come out later, and it's going to screw you.
Yeah.
And like, once we broke it down, and they were like, yeah, you right. Like, they can't come out and go, oh, yeah, you're right. That's kind of shitty of us to do that to you.
It's really weird.
They have to go, oh, well, I'm going to escalate this to somebody else. Okay, you do that.
Yeah.
You do that.
They ended up giving us back a bunch of fees. And then it was just weird.
Oh, I got a letter in the mail. It was sometime, it was like a month after that conversation. Uh-huh. And it was basically a letter breaking it down. Like, you see, this is what you spent. This is, like, it was very, like, see how dumb you are? You can't handle having a bank account.
And well, I knew we had a problem.
By the time that letter came, I was like, I hate you and everything you are.
This bank.
I hate everything you came from, everything you will be.
I don't remember what we did, but there was a Friday night and we were going somewhere. We were going to do something that weekend. And I was like, okay. And I open up the bank account and I was like, I need to see how much money we got and make sure we don't, you know, spend too much money this weekend. And we spent what I thought was the appropriate amount of money. And then Tuesday morning, this is like all the way through the weekend, bank account's great. And Tuesday morning, I woke up and I had to get some gas or something. And I look at the bank account and we had like $11. And I was like, we should have like $200, $300 in here. Like, what is going on? And I started taking screenshots every day of like our bank account, because that's when we noticed that it was like going up and down all weird. And
what was this one transaction? I think it was like a Walmart grocery
order
that you know, it had been pending for a while. And if it doesn't process, after a while, it drops off. Okay, well, they still have to take that money out. But it went, I think it was like 21 days.
Yeah.
Went by where, and you know, we weren't.
We bought groceries at Walmart, didn't come out of the bank for 21 days.
We didn't realize that, like, the transaction didn't go through and that the money was back in the account. Yeah. You know, it we missed that. And yeah, it came, and this was probably like, I think it was like $125.
Yeah.
And it came out 21 days later when we were not expecting it to. So then I'm messaging Walmart and I'm like, you guys, if you've charged me for, I don't know what this is for.
And they
this
had
is
no wrong. Idea what you were talking about.
Yeah. And Walmart's like,
no, we didn't.
And no, it come to find out it's the bank. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah. There was one day where I think 4 or 5 transactions came out of the bank for Walmart and we hadn't gone to Walmart in like 4 or 5 days. But what's funny, eventually I had enough. I was like, we gotta get out of this bank.
Oh, like, yeah. We no longer bank with Truist.
Yeah, we don't bank with Truist anymore. So we
bid them adieu.
We went to Ally Bank. And we've had them for how long now?
We had our old Flex Finance through them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we
kind of knew.
We didn't bank with them, but we had, like I said, we
experience.
Excuse me. Yeah. I have a hiccup and a burp. So we had that relationship with them and it was perfect. I never, ever had an issue whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And whenever we were looking to leaving Truist, see, before we were just kind of like, what bank is convenient? I don't know. Choose that one. And I think that's how we ended up with BB&T. But this time I was like, okay, let me look around.
We did some research this time.
Let me look around. I was looking into customer satisfaction ratings of banks. And I was like, I can't believe I am wasting my time. But at that point, that's how fed up I was. I was so angry. And I mean, there was nothing you can do. You can't go bang on the door and demand your money back. Like, it's not going to work. I was so mad. So I was like, I have to go somewhere where they're not going to piss me off like this.
So we've had Ally for, 2 months now?
Something like that.
And
so far, so good.
Not one time like, has what that do you Walmart know? Crap happened.
We or can like, look at our account and know how much money is in there.
It's really wild.
Just about any gosh darn day of the week.
It's really
imagine
wild.
Imagine that.
I mean, I know we probably sound like, we can't do math or something, but I mean, like, oh my God, if someone told me the story and it was happening to them, I'd be like, okay.
You probably need to learn how to manage your bank account.
Yeah, man. But I mean, like, it's wild. I've never had to take screenshots of my bank account before. Yeah. I'm still like gun shy from it. I still get up and check my bank account every day right now because I'm like,
Tuesday mornings, it's just like
oh, let me make sure everything's okay. And I keep checking it and I was like, oh, okay, it's right where I left it. Good. They would have transactions take money out of the bank and then they would put it back and then it would disappear and then it would come back like a week later and then go into processing again and subtract money.
There was just, there was never a way to know
what was
accurate.
Yeah, it was odd.
And I get it. We don't have a lot of money. So I kind of need to know how much I don't have.
Patreon.com. I'm just joking. But yeah, I am. It's stress. Like, I feel like stress has been lifted from my shoulders by getting out of the bank.
I see the new signs that they've put up, and, like, it makes me, like, ugh. Yeah. Like, we lost so much money in fees to them. I'm just, ugh.
That's how they pay for them signs. But, hey, thank you for sitting down and recording with me.
You're welcome.
It's been a blast.
I didn't have much of a choice, but... I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Love you too.
It was my pleasure.
Until next time, find your laugh.
Find your happy.